Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Tea Time AI with Mukundan. So today's episode is personal. It's about overwhelm. It's about clarity. And about the weirdest moment of peace that I've had in a while. And yes, it involves an AI-coded app that I built during a spiral moment. So this particular moment, it was a Wednesday. I was tired. I was just spiraling like crazy. And of course, craving some McDonald's fries. And that's not the beginning of a recipe podcast. It's the start of something more real, something very personal. And I want to tell you about a week where everything felt just a little off. The meetings were tense, the expectations were very unclear, and my brain just firing on all cylinders with nowhere to go. And in the middle of all that noise, I built something that I didn't know that I needed. So let's look at this more deeply. Things felt different at work that week. The tone in the meetings was different, the urgency in updates. There was a lot of unspoken signals that something is shifting. And while I've contributed a lot, I know that I wasn't the loudest. I know that I wasn't the most visible either. And that self-doubt started whispering louder than usual. And at the same time, I was putting pressure on myself to write my weekly blog post, publish my weekly podcast as well, like this one. And I had made that promise to myself and to my readers and my listeners. But by Wednesday, I hadn't written a single line. I wasn't blocked. I was just scattered. There's too much going on that week. And somewhere in that mess of thoughts, I found myself craving those warm, soft McDonald's fries. And that's the thing about spiraling. It doesn't always look like you're crying in a corner. Sometimes it just looks like micro anxiety that's disguised as productivity. So I'm a builder. That's how I deal. And let me help you understand why I build these tools, because I'm a builder like that. And I don't journal. I don't even vent. I just code. And I had this thought, like, what if I gave all this chaos to an AI? Not to solve it, not even to coach me, just to reflect on it, to notice it, to help me name what I was feeling. And so I built this. I called it an AI thought organizer. It wasn't flashy. It wasn't something for productivity either. It wasn't for sale. It was just a mirror that I built. Something that I used Python to code and powered it using an AI model, like a GPT-4 model. And it's just like this, right? Imagine that your brain is in a cluttered desk, and this little AI quietly walks in and says, "Hey, let me just straighten this up for you so you can see the surface again." Right, so that's how it is. And let's look at how this app works, this tool works, without losing you in the code, right? Now, if you're wondering how this works under the hood, yes, there's a blog with the full code. So that the blog you can obviously look at will give you how to do it yourself. But for you, my dear listener, here's what matters. You type in whatever is on your mind, right? And the AI organizes it into three things. First, it will give you a summary of your thoughts. Then it will give you an emotional signal, like, what are you probably feeling right now? Is it like maybe you're happy, you're sad, or whatever, right? Or maybe some more complex emotions. You're anxious, for example. Third thing could be like a reflective nudge to help you reframe your thoughts. That's it, right? There's no coaching, there's no judgment either. Just like a gentle clarity. And if you're curious, the back end uses GPT-4, like I mentioned, and a few lines of Python with Streamlit. And that's it, nothing complex. Streamlit is this front-end library that I use for all my projects. It's just like really easy to use. It helps you build this like front-end applications using Python, but like very simple application. It's not something complex. So Streamlit can help you if you don't know how to use JavaScript or Node.js or whatever those front-end libraries are, which I don't personally. So Streamlit helps in my case to give you this quiet little mirror. It helps you build, in this particular use case, it was helping me build this quiet little mirror for my brain. But for most of us, what matters is that this tool works. And here's what caused me to laugh. I pasted in my rambling thoughts. There was three scattered sentences. And what I got back wasn't a solution. It wasn't even advice. It was just understanding. And the summary, well, it was on point. The emotion, it noticed my low-key stress. And the prompt, it asked something I'd been avoiding. So that made me laugh. Not because it was funny, it was because it just saw me. So I did what I always do after a moment like this. I went and got the fries. So this is not a coach. This is not a fix. It's just a mirror. We think of AI as fast, efficient, and smart. What if it could be quiet? Like, not like a therapist, but not even your productivity tool. Just a space to talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what this app gave me. Gave me space. Not to do more, but to be more clear about how I felt. And for me, that mattered. So, what I want to talk about a before and after case. Like before, I'd say that I'm tired, meetings were weird, I want fries from McDonald's, I haven't written my blog, it's Wednesday. And after this AI output, the summary would be you're feeling overwhelmed by shifting the work dynamics and self-imposed creative pressure. And that's true, right? That's what I'm feeling right now. I mean, in this case, the dynamics of work were shifting, and I've imposed a lot of pressure on myself. So a lot of pressure to create. So that the separate pressure to create blogs and stuff, that is something that I've imposed on myself. And an emotion in this case, it'll be subtle stress, craving small wins. So it'll tell you that you are stressed out and you're craving a little win. Could be the fries, right? That could be a small win. And prompt, what would it look like to give yourself permission to pause without any guilt. So this prompt is kind of helping you think through the next action that you should do, right? The mirror that will help you to think through what to do after this. So the before is like a noise, and the other just signal to just deal with your emotions, I would say. Finally, these are my thoughts. This isn't the big launch. There's no call to action here. There's no paid tier. Just a reminder that sometimes you're building something for yourself, and it could be the best kind of therapy. And maybe, just maybe, the fries were always the point. If you want to try building this tool, you can go to the blog that I have linked to this show notes for the full blog and the source code. It will be linked in the show notes. And if you want to reflect on your own thoughts, just leave a comment or reply with your biggest takeaway. And let's normalize pausing on your thoughts. Let's just normalize being seen, even if by an AI.